AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is calling for a sharp boost in tariffs on Chinese steel as he courts union voters in Pittsburgh. Saka Magani has a report.
At the United Steelworkers headquarters today, the president will call for tripling levies on Chinese steel and aluminum. The White House insists the move is more about shielding American manufacturing from cheap imports than it is about firing up a union audience. Senior administration officials say China produces about half the world's steel and sells it on the world market for less than half what U.S.-produced steel costs. But higher tariffs can pose their own economic risks by potentially making steel and aluminum more expensive, and thus making things like cars and other key goods cost more for American consumers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian missiles slammed into a downtown neighborhood of the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv. An 8-floor apartment building was hit. Emergency services say at least 14 people killed, dozens more wounded. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron says Israel is making a decision to act in response to Iran's missile and drone attack. Iran's president, meanwhile, warns even the tiniest invasion of its territory would bring a massive and harsh response. The Senate's taking up the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Our Mary Claire Jelinek reports Majority Leader Chuck Schumer could call votes to dismiss the two articles.
The senators will be sworn in as jurors, and that's when the trial really begins. It's unclear exactly what steps Democrats are going to take. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, has not yet said exactly what he's going to do, but it is widely expected that they will in some way vote to end the trial or call a vote to end the trial.
Seven jurors have been seated at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Another 11 need to be picked, including alternates. This is AP News. Inflation appears to be easing in other parts of the world. The UK government reports consumer prices rose 3.2% last month compared with a year earlier, the lowest level in 2.5 years. And the trading day is underway.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding firm on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% and could potentially break its three-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.5%, and the NASDAQ rose 0.5%. United Airlines soared after reporting encouraging financial results for the start of the year, partly on strong demand from business flyers. Insurer Travelers sank after its financial results fell short of expectations. In the bond market, which has dictated much of Wall Street's action lately, Treasury yields edged lower to ease the pressure on the stock market. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.